you Darren?
Yes, I am.
Darren, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And it's a hectic day, isn't it?
CES is always it's always an experience. It's very hectic, but it's a lot of fun, though.
So we got Darren Berry from Pure Imagination, and what I want to do is I want to turn this just a little bit so we'll get the full camera shot on this.
Sure.
And
I'll just get the app set up, too, so you can see that.
Sure. So, you know, digital scales, you know, there's a few products out there, digital scales, but I think you're going to show us more than what a typical digital scale can do here, right?
Absolutely, because this digital scale is actually connected to an app, connected to a smart device,
right?
Either an Android or iOS device, Apple device. And what it does is it will guarantee that what you bake is going to come out perfectly every single time.
Okay.
On the principle of using weight versus volume to measure.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with baking or have had experiences with baking, but it doesn't always come out perfect.
I burn a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife's great at baking. I'm great at cooking.
Well, I have a very similar home experience as well, and I never baked. I had never baked until this product actually was to the point where we could start testing at the home. And
right.
The first thing I baked right out of the first time out was perfect. And by the way, my wife can't bake either, but with this she can.
Now my wife's a great cook, but it's just when it comes to me, I can cook eggs and steak and a few other things, but. So what we've got is you've got a scale that's basically plugged into your iPad.
Exactly. So we have a digital scale. It's plugged into an iPad. It actually plugs in through the audio jack.
Right.
This actually makes it a little bit easier to connect with a larger, broader range of devices. We have an app that has hundreds and hundreds of recipes on there. Everything from breakfasts to breads to quick breads to cupcakes and cookies. I'll just go ahead and pick a chocolate chunk cookie to make for now.
Okay.
You select the cookie that you want to make. It will then pull up the bake screen, and it will take you through every single step of the baking process. And because it uses a scale, it's going to guarantee that the ingredients that you pour are always going to be exact.
Right.
Like I was mentioning earlier, all professional bakers use scales to bake because using measuring cups and measuring spoons is not accurate. If I gave you a measuring cup and asked you to measure one cup of flour, it's not going to be the same as if I were to measure.
I just scoop and dump.
Scoop and dump depends how hard you press down.
Right,
there's going to be air pockets. A plus or minus 10% in flour in a recipe is the difference between it coming out perfect and being a complete disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you get recipes that are built in. What about you have the ability to take a recipe and double it?
Absolutely. There's actually two things you can. For instance, on this cookie here, I can make anywhere from 22, which is the default. I can make anywhere from 22 to 88. The reason we cap it at 88 is because we know that is the maximum amount that you'll be able to fit the ingredients into these prep bowls that actually do come with the product as well.
Okay.
It will work with any bowl. We provide these prep bowls because they are color-coded into the app. It just makes it even a little bit easier for those who've never baked before.
Right.
And you also, if you have your own recipe, you have those family recipes that have been in the families for generations, you can actually add those in here as well. So you have the ability to add your own recipes. But rather than making 88 cookies, I'm just going to go ahead and the default number, which is 22. And it does all the scaling for you as far as, the amount of ingredients for the number of cookies I want to make here, which is 22. It's asking for the green bowl. I put the green bowl on. It will calibrate again against to any bowl. It's then going to tell me the first ingredient to pour, which in this case is going to be chocolate. I only brought a small bag with me.
It's okay.
But as you pour, you'll see it measures in real time. And in this situation where I said, that's all the chocolate chips I have, I actually can now scale the recipe to that ingredient. So
right.
I press recipe.
Oh, so you scale it to the ingredients you have on hand.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And now I can only make 17. But that's okay. It's plenty of cookies for the three of us.
Right.
And then you will go on to the next ingredient and so on and so forth. Once you get past the ingredient assembly stage and you get to the mixing stage, you actually have timers that tell you how long to mix for, because it's not only the ingredients that are important in baking, it's also the way that they are prepared and combined. So we have a timer that tells you how long to whip.
Ah.
So this is a whipping. We also have a We also have a video for every action as well. So it's the app is loaded with everything, every tool that you could possibly need to bake something perfect, and they do come out perfect every single time.
You know what's interesting is last year I was walking through the halls and I saw a similar type of scale, but you know what they were using it for? Mixing drinks.
That's us.
You same guys.
Yes. Yeah, that's perfect drink. Yeah.
I have one.
Oh, please tell me you love it.
And you know, we do all kinds of different concoctions now. As a matter of fact, the alcohol manufacturers are probably pretty happy with me because you lay out the ingredients. I go buy, I'm like, oh, we don't have any of that. Let's go buy some. And so you've taken it to the next step.
We have. Yeah, this was always in the game plan, actually. We were always planning that baking was and cooking. And we're not going to stop here. We're moving on. We're going to be integrated fully into the kitchen. But we started off with drink because, to be honest with you, it was the lowest hanging fruit.
Yeah.
It was easy to do. It was much less complex than baking. This took a lot of time to get the app right, to get the algorithms right, to get the scaling right, all the different features that you need. And there's hundreds of features in here. One of the features that we have in here that's the same as Perfect Drink is the cabinet feature, which in here we call the pantry feature. You can actually tell Perfect Bake what you actually have in your house, and then it will tell you what you can make.
Oh, that's cool.
Same as Perfect Drink, where we have the cabinet feature. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You talked about having Android or iOS or whatever. Do you have app for Amazon's Fire? Because they have it's Android, but they've got their own store for their apps.
Absolutely. We try to support Android as best we can. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases, you're limited to the hardware that's being used. So, for instance, not to knock Kindle, but it's not a full Android, as you mentioned. And it also doesn't have all the hardware that a full Android tablet would have, like a Samsung or an HTC or one of those. One of those things is actually the microphone input. So the headphone jack here also has a microphone. We use this for two-way data communication between the scale and the app. If the device doesn't have a microphone input, then obviously we're not able to communicate back to it.
Right.
So unfortunately, we are limited to certain things. Kindle is actually one of those. But all of the, I would say, mid-tier to higher-end tablets, smartphones that use Android are compatible.
Yeah, I was just asking mainly because there's a lot of different devices out there that are going with their own stores for their apps.
Absolutely.
Their own environment, and it just kind of makes it hard for...
It makes it a challenge, absolutely. Yeah. It's one of the things that we spent a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of resources developing this to work with Android. Obviously, Apple, very, very simple, very straightforward. It works with any Apple device running 6.0 and above.
So I guess the question that I would have is, it looks like it's available.
Yes, it is. We just launched late in the fourth quarter. We actually did a launch with Brookstone, who's our launch partner.
Yep.
But now we are going to be available at a little bit wider distribution this year.
So what's going to be the price point on this?
Price point is $69.99.
All right.
It includes the app, which is a free download.
Yep.
The scale.
Yep.
The bowls. We actually also include a stand for for your iPhone or for your phone or for your tablet. Also, we include a thermometer, which is around here somewhere, an oven thermometer. And the reason why we include the oven thermometer is what we found was a lot of kitchens, we did a ton of testing, and we found out that a lot of kitchens don't have a properly calibrated oven. So what we did is we provided a thermometer, and you can just set it in there, and you set your oven to 350, and if it shows that it's 375, you know that you need to reduce the oven temperature, and we actually can do that right on the app. So when you're in the bake screen, you can actually set it to compensate for a improperly calibrated oven so that next time you go back to that recipe, it will actually give you the correct temperature for that oven.
Right. So the big question is, and I know you probably want everyone to buy the whole kit, but since I've got the scale already, I can just download the app probably, right?
It is a great question. And hopefully I have a great answer. Yeah, it's something. It's one of the most requested, it's a very popular question.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. There are differences in the hardware.
Okay.
So one of the things that is unique to this one versus Perfect Drink, Perfect Drink was, obviously it works
and
great.
And it didn't have this.
Yes.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Identical tooling, actually.
Oh, okay.
We're actually going to be doing a new scale for this year. We're actually going to be doing a Bluetooth version as well because it's requested. Although Personally, I don't think it's necessary because you need to have this in the proximity of what you're pouring. Right. You don't need this across the room to be able to measure. But that point aside, to answer your question, this scale actually measures down in increments of a tenth of a gram, much more sensitive than the perfect drink scale needs to be.
Right.
So therefore, we were concerned that if people tried to use the perfect drink scale with this app, that it would not be a good experience.
Right.
So therefore, they are not compatible at this time. We are working on future models to make them cross-compatible, and we'll have an option. But right now, they're not.
But for $69,
it's great value.
Yeah, it's a great value.
It, not only that, but you're getting hundreds and hundreds of recipes that are constantly being updated.
Yep.
We actually now are pushing the new recipes up through push notifications. So you're able to, you'll wake up in the morning, you'll say, hey, you know, you've got 20 new recipes, would you like them? You say, yes, they're now in there. We're constantly updating those. And these recipes are actually created by our CIA, Culinary Institute of America trained pastry chefs. So they're phenomenal recipes. And some of them are recipes that are out there, you know, very popular ones that we've made sure that work with the system, but a lot of them are ones that we've created ourselves. And we really do pride ourselves on the end result, that final, that cookie, that muffin, the pancake, the ice cream, it makes incredible ice cream. That it always comes out excellent.
And what I liked about the pantry feature on the other product was I was able to put in what I had, and it just suggested stuff that we'd have never tried before. And I think that pantry function with this is going to be really important.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's not always easy to know what you can make.
Right.
And there's some actually advanced features in here that will actually be incorporated into Perfect Drink as well. There's some we're actually going to have a shopping cart feature. So you can actually pick a menu of different things you want to make. And you can say, you know, hit a shopping cart button, and it will put a shopping list together for you and tell you what you need to get and what you already have.
Awesome. Very, very cool.
So since you can put your own recipes in it and everything, have you thought of like a community type of thing where people can put their own recipes out there that other people can get to?
Absolutely. That is actually next in line. Within the next, I'd say, the guys back in the shop are going to, you know, kill me for saying this, but probably in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Come on, guys. he didn't really say that, did he? Yeah, in the next 2 weeks, actually.
Okay. Nothing like getting a commitment on it.
Exactly. we are putting together again, we're always updating the app. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to actually be creating or introducing a sharing feature. So you'll be able not only to share your recipes with other people, but people will be able to rate them, be able to share them. We're also going to be incorporating a social networking feature so you can say, hey, look, I just made this.
Yep.
And you can post it to Facebook, Pinterest. We're definitely, because that's really going to help with, you know, the baking community, the cooking community is such a kind of it's a huge community, but it's also very close knit in their communication, the way they blog and talk about, you know, different recipes and different things. And we actually got a call, support email. Somebody said, "Hey, look, I entered my Korean soup recipe into it, and they said it came out great." And so, you know, she wanted to share it with people and wanted to know how to do it. And we're gonna be doing that in the very, very short term.
Darren, thanks so much for coming out.
Oh, my pleasure.
Again, and they can find the product where?
Right now, you can find it at Brookstone. You can also find it online, Amazon.
Okay.
And, always check our website, perfectbakeapp.com.
Perfectbakeapp.com.
Yeah, and you can find other retailers there once we get them signed up.
Thanks so much.
Hit that Amazon app, and I'll have it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and
thank you.
Good luck with the show.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Very cool.